The second order is that the Gemara mentioned that Yosef HaTzadik, even though he was miskaber on his Yetzahara, but at the same time, Yotza Shichva Zaroi mi bein tziporne yadav. This is an Indian that's also brought down in the Zohar HaKadosh. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that because of the 10 tipin that left tziporne yadav of Yosef HaTzadik, years later, it would be Asore Haruge Malchus. It would be 10 tzaddikim that would be killed. And they had to be misaken the 10 tipin that left tziporne yadav of Yosef HaTzadik. We know the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan used to sit at the entranceway of the Shari Tefillah. And when women would come to be toivel, they'd go to the mikveh, they would look at him, and he was very handsome. Kiyodua. The Gemara says, they told Rabbi Yochanan, you're not worried about Ayin Hara. Everyone sees that you're so good-looking. L'chura, this is something you should be worried about. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Anam Zari de Yosef ka sina de leishot b'yeina. I'm from Zari de Yosef, and Yosef, there's no Ayin Hara that shoiled on him, and as a result, this is not something that I have to be worried about. The Seyda HaDoris, right in the beginning of Erech Rabbi Yochanan, he says that Yesh Loimer, Rabbi Yochanan didn't say, Anam mi Yosef ka sina. He said, Anam mi Zare de Yosef ka sina. And he said, maybe, the Gemara says in Mesachtes Brachos Daf Yamed Beis, Rabbi Yochanan had 10 sons that died. Ulai, the reason the 10 sons died is because Rabbi Yochanan wasn't just from Yosef, but he came to be Mesakin Zare de Yosef. He came to be Mesakin da Asore Tipin, Ashtich Vazare that were Yoitzim Ibein Tzipurne Yadav, which the Gemara talks about very quickly here in Soitulam and Vavam and Bez, which the Zohar Kaddish already said was a Pkam that required Tikkun, hence da Asore Ruge Malchus, and maybe that's the Oymik and what Yosef HaTzadik meant when he said, Anor Mizari de Yosef Kosina, that he had to be Mesakin de Zari de Yosef, and maybe that's the rest of the story of that Gemara Brachas Daf Hey, where Rabbi Yochanan said, Dein Garmet Asiro Abir, maybe it's related to this Inyan. I saw the Megadim Chadoshin in Mesachtes Brachas Daf Hey, so he brings what the Seyda Adoyra says, and he goes along with that theme, and he says that once you see that, it opens up a little bit of a gilui to understand different things about Rabbi Yochanan. Number one, the Sefer HaYuchsin says that Rabbi Yochanan was Rosh Hashiva for 80 years. How many years was Yosef HaTzadik Melech in Mitzrayim? He was Melech for 80 years also, from 30 to 110. So he was Melech for 80 years, he was Rosh Hashiva for 80 years. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan would sit at the Shari Tefillah and all the Noshim would come look at Rabbi Yochanan. We find that exact Indian, all the Bonois used to come, Tzada Ali Shur, they would come look at Ben Pyrus Yosef to see Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik is a Yefei Toya V'Yefei Mara. We know Shufri, the Rabbi Yochanan, is Me'ein Shufri. And he goes on and he explains a whole bunch of different Inyanim that you find related to the life of Rabbi Yochanan that has a Sheikhis to Yosef HaTzadik. And he said, maybe there's an Oymek. Rabbi Yochanan was Mi Yosef. Kasina, that's a Mufurish Gemara. But you see that the Sheikhis is just more than that. It's Mizari to Yosef Kasina. That he's literally coming to be Mesakin Yosef HaTzadik, and as a result, he has a lot of the same Tchunas HaNefesh and a lot of the same destiny. Does the great Amor Rabbi Yochanan as Yosef HaTzadik.